This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Buc-ee's, I'll do this very quickly here, because the people of Palmer Lake, when they first found out that Buc-ee's thought about building down there, man, were they livid. They're like, we don't need that. We don't. We've
well,
seen
don't
the
get
chaos.
What exit? I mean, I should have looked into it. But what is it? The exit by where that the campgrounds are?
I think it might say on this report.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see.
A popular travel center is hitting the brakes now on a plan to expand in Colorado. The mayor of Palmer Lake, which is down in El Paso County, told our partners at KRDO that Buc-ee's has withdrawn its annexation request for a proposed development in that county. Buc-ee's officials cited a technical issue, said they're still interested in exploring options at that location. But since December, locals have been voicing their objection to the location. They're worried about traffic.
That little beaver has his tail between his legs.
I'm telling you, Pueblo is where it's at.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Pueblo.
Yeah, that didn't say exactly what exit it is.
No,
I thought it was that Palmer Lake exit.
Well, yeah, and so it'd be further than where that stupid, I'm not stupid, that Yosemite or what's it, what is it? You guys drive by it too, I'm sure, when you go on your way to Colorado Springs. It's
exactly.
Yogi Bears or something. Remember, it's Yogi's Campgrounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Yogi's Campgrounds.
Yeah, guys, you should actually take your son there. It looks really fun. They have cabins and everything.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's right on the west side of
I-25. It's crazy because it's literally, you can see the highway. It's like, why would you put it right there?
I think that too, because my friend, she and her husband and their kids, it's affordable for them to because they have like 8 kids, and so they always go and get a cabin because they go swimming there and everything. But I think the same thing. I'm like, it's right on the highway.
Nothing says camping like by the interstate.
That is my kind of camping, folks.
I know it is.
I'd love to buy a camper and just park it at Walmart. I got no problem with that, man.
Oh,
I'm all
God.
About the Yogi Bear.
So we'll see what
Let's
happens.
Go to Yogi.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.